We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Milwaukee has 5 new hotels in the works. That's right, 5. And that's not including hotels opened in the last couple years and updates to existing ones. All told, the new developments will add hundreds of hotel rooms to downtown Milwaukee.
But who is it that's filling these hotel rooms, and what's driving the expansion of hotel real estate? Visit Milwaukee's Paul Upchurch spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
Well, there has been an explosion. I think it comes from the fact that over the past few years has also been great growth in revenue and great growth in demand. So you see hotels following that growth in revenue and that growth in demand.
So who's building these hotels? Is it local groups, or are we seeing a lot of outside investment coming in?
It's both. It's both local groups and outside investment. I think you've seen in Milwaukee, we go back to 2009, 2010, an almost 30% increase in supply. But you've also seen significant growth in hotel revenue over those years. So far, we've been able to keep up. Demand has kept up with the supply growth. And so we've attracted not only local investors, but we've also attracted people from all over the country who see Milwaukee as a good hotel investment.
So you said so far we've been able to keep up with, you know, the demand has been keeping up with the supply. But right now we're looking at, you know, a new hotel, the Kimpton, Spring Hill Suites, Cambria Hotel and Suites,
correct,
Weston Hotel, and a Homewood Suites.
Yes,
these are all
yes,
sort of in the works.
Well, you know, as a responsible for the tourism economy as a business, we definitely have to be concerned about how demand keeps up with supply growth. Again, I said so far we've been able to keep up with the supply growth, but we've got to be concerned going forward that we've got a plan to increase demand as well.
So what is that plan?
Well, I think from our perspective, one of the key elements could be completing the convention center. That certainly would bring good year-round business into the city. So that would be number one on our agenda. And of course, we know that the economy, at least the experts predict, that 16 and 17 will continue to be good years in the economy. So we expect business travel and leisure travel to stay strong. But the convention center completion, again, would be a good idea to increase that demand.
Yeah, there have been long-running conversations about the Wisconsin Center. And, you know, some believe it's simply too small for Milwaukee and that we're missing out on convention business. With the increase in hotel rooms, do you think there's added incentive to expand or even replace the Wisconsin Center?
Well, I think there's, first of all, the Wisconsin Center, when it was originally built, was always planned to be expanded in three phases. And the first two phases were done. The third phase wasn't done. So I think years ago when they conceptualized the new Wisconsin Center, they realized that it would have to continue to grow to stay competitive. We haven't done that yet, and we're at a point now where many cities have continued to expand their hotel offerings and their convention center. And so we've become the smallest of our competitive set. So when you look at cities like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Detroit, cities that we compete with regularly, we are now the smallest convention center in that group.
So how many conventions were held in Milwaukee in 2015?
Boy, you know, this is going to sound like a very high number, but if you look at conventions of all size, just the ones that were booked with Visit Milwaukee or we were involved with, there was almost 500, in fact, a little over 500 events.
And how many people came into town for those conventions?
Well, you're looking at an overall attendance of well over 500,000.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. How many would you like to see?
Well, we'd like to see as many as we could possibly fit. Obviously, summer months are particularly strong, and we have a very high occupancy in the summer. But our winter months, we could certainly use some additional business there.
And how do we compare to our competitors, specifically when we're looking at the winter months?
Well, you know, in the Midwest, it's a little difficult to book a national convention. But we certainly do a great job with regional conventions. We have a very strong state association market that comes here in the winter. Obviously, they're from here, so meeting in the winter isn't an obstacle for them. And we do real well with regional conventions. But attracting those national conventions when they're looking at cities all over the country is a little difficult in the winter.
Because of the snow and the ice and the...
Yeah, look at a beautiful day like today. I see no reason why they couldn't be here.
When we're looking at 2015, about how many people came to Milwaukee for business or tourism, and how does that compare to previous years?
2015, we're looking at it being up. If we look at hotel taxes alone right now, we're looking at it being up over 6%. That's generally a pretty good indicator of all the other segments, total visitors, total revenue spent. So 6% on hotel taxes is a pretty good indicator of how the economy grew in 2015. So that's what we're expecting when the state does the tourism numbers, and they release those in May. So we're expecting to see that level of growth in Milwaukee County.
So we talked about the summer and the winter months being a little bit more trying for Milwaukee. When are people coming to the city in general? Is the big draw the summer festivals, or are we seeing a lot of people coming during the winter months, or more people?
Well, you see very strong business travel during the winter months. That continues in the winter. There's a lot of reasons for people. You know, we have a very, very strong business economy. So you see that pretty much year-round. You also see some leisure travel in the winter. We've got great, particularly from Chicago in-state, we've got great escapes to Milwaukee, you know, not only the arts and culture. There's just so many things to do that, driving an hour, hour and a half out of the northern suburbs of Chicago, Milwaukee offers a great value. So you see leisure travel in the winter months as well. But the three busiest months of the year, we do almost a third, perhaps a little more than a third, depending on the year, of our total business is in June, July, and August. That's when conventions want to be here. That's when leisure travel is particularly strong. So those are the strongest months. Our fall is also very, very good. Again, strong business travel and still some leisure travel. And then spring. Those months are a little bit weaker than the fall months, but still very good.
So when we're talking about these new hotels, is there a danger of them sitting empty during the winter? Are we afraid that we might be flooding the market with so many new hotel rooms? And, I mean, if they are sitting empty during the winter, is that problematic?
No. What we've added, it could potentially be. We have to watch that demand growth very, very well. So far, we've had phenomenal new hotels come into the marketplace of high quality. The Kimpton, the Spring Hill Suites that's coming, the hotels we talked about earlier, they've all been good additions to the market. But we've got to be concerned, again, that we can keep them busy, that we can keep them viable, and we can keep all the hotels in the community doing well. And we've also seen the hotels in the community, the ones that have been here, not the older properties, spend a lot of money renovating. So we've got a great hotel product across the board, from newer hotels as well as the hotels that have been here.
Now, when we're talking about this expansion, it is sort of coinciding with a lot of talk about expanding lakefront development. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's coincidental, or is that one of the drivers?
Well, I think the lakefront development is. I mean, there's very few cities in the country that have the beautiful lakefront that we have. And seeing that kind of development, certainly makes sense. The lakefront is an epicenter of tourism activity year-round. So I think that development, attracts a lot of tourists during the summer months. It's an event, multiple events on any weekend and during the weekend, the lakefront. That's a really, really important part of our tourism season and our tourism draw. So development along the lakefront certainly makes some sense.
So where does the Bucks new arena play into this expansion?
Well, we're excited about the Bucks new arena. Not only from, having a new arena and keeping the Bucks here, but also all the ancillary development that'll occur around it. It's just north of the convention center, and it gives us an opportunity to really create a special draw and a sense of place in and around the convention center. So integrating the new arena, all that development, and a convention center completion could be phenomenal as a draw and kind of a center of activity for the city. So when conventions are coming, they look for lots of things to do in the city itself, but in and around the convention center. And I think what the Bucks are planning with the expansion and completion of the convention center, we're in pretty good shape to have a very unique offering in and around our center. And I think, the hotel market is always dependent on the demand generators. And so when you see development come into a market, it's typically a sign that there's good growth and good prospective growth. Successful cities balance that growth with demand. And so, they're always looking at how do I grow my business? How do I expand my business? And in the tourism economy, that's adding demand generators that are going to bring people from all over the country. Convention center, perhaps new events, it would be great to attract another major corporation here as a demand generator. If you look at all those things, all of those could continue to see or generate the kind of growth we've seen in recent years. But to think a 30% growth in about 5 years is significant growth. And that doesn't count what's yet to come.
Yeah, what do you see as the future of Milwaukee's tourism industry?
Well, I just think we've got so many things here to offer. When you look at us compared to many other cities, the lakefront, the restaurants, the arts and culture, the phenomenal tourism venues that we have. We've really got a story to tell. And so that's the reason why Milwaukee does particularly well with leisure travel conventions, as we've got a lot to offer. So if we can continue to put the kinds of facilities together that allow us to accommodate the growth, we'll be in good shape. But we've got a city that really the sky's the limit. We've got some phenomenal things that draw tourists here.
Well, Paul Upchurch, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Well, thank you for having me.
Paul Upchurch is the CEO of Visit Milwaukee. You can find more information about them at wuwm.com.